long enough to talk to us?
Oh, that's a piece of Wrigley's.
Oh, okay. You know, sometimes if you can't get to the dentist, you just chew gum and it's just like going to the dentist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or if you're in a carpool and you can't smoke, I reach for Wrigley's. Why'd you call, Tim?
I wanted to talk about professors down at UC.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Which ones?
All of them in general.
So what do you want to talk about?
Is it a conspiracy down there, or is it just me?
What's that?
The whole left wing.
Well, left wing of what?
Of the University of Cincinnati.
What do you mean?
I can't take a class without being utterly programmed.
Well, why don't you schedule more classes over there in the right wing, because I hear they clean up a little better over there.
Are you saying that you feel that your professors are liberal and you don't like it?
Yeah.
That's the gist of your argument. Yeah. What makes you believe that they are liberal?
The, like, grading scale, like, changes dramatically if you, let's say, you present a right-wing attitude in class. I mean, I've, like, experimented over the last year, like, being quiet as opposed to saying something rightist. And my grades improve the more I shut up. It's amazing.
Hmm.
I thought it was supposed to be, like, open for debate or whatever.
What are you talking about? Give us a for instance. And what do you consider a rightist argument?
Well, like, constantly in class, like, it'll be a class that doesn't really have anything at all to do with politics.
So you're taking English 111, you're dragging
right.
politics into it. No wonder
right.
your teacher hates you.
And it's just like, they promote, like, I won't name any politicians, but they promote the politicians that they like, and they totally bash the ones that they hate.
Hey, can I ask the two of you guys a question, both my co-host Rob and the caller Tim? What in the world is the difference between liberal and conservative, anyway?
I don't really know. My grades?
Maybe. What's the difference between left wing and right wing? I only know the difference between them on a bird.
I don't know. I'm a caller. Help me.
You're calling in acting like you're the expert, like you got a problem with your professors, and you don't even know the difference between left and right, liberal and conservative, and you're complaining that your professors are brainwashing you?
Well, it's, I guess they don't go by any, I don't know.
I'm saying there is no difference. Listen to these guys on TV and the guys on the radio. The both the political commentary people and the people running for office.
Uh-huh.
They're all a bunch of idiots. They'll say whatever they have to say to please whoever's backing them.
That's
financially.
True.
And there's no left or right about it. It's all a big dollar figure. We all know that. It's true with the AM radio guys. You got one AM radio guy who's like your right-wing conservative talk show host. You got your left-wing conservative talk show host. And they're both getting paid big bucks to be mad at each other. Give me a break.
They just want to perpetuate the two-party system.
Now, once again, Tim?
Yeah.
Are your professors really trying to brainwash you?
I don't know.
I think you're crazy. I don't think you're studying hard enough. I think you're drinking too much beer on the weekends, and I think you should leave your girlfriend alone.
All right.
Quit sleeping over with your girlfriend 6 out of 7 nights a week. All right?
Yeah.
Quit doing all the drugs. Quit drinking all the time on the weekend. And quit hazing all the young kids that are trying to join your fraternity.
Quit bringing up politics when you're studying art history.
Well, that's good advice. I'll take you up on it.
So you're sitting there in astronomy class in the dark. You're talking about Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, and all the other Ursas.
Yeah.
And you say, you know, I really think my taxes should be cut, Prof. No wonder he gives you a D.
No wonder he gives you a D. Out of nowhere, they want to go off and say something like, just out of nowhere, too. I mean, honestly, Ollie North was busted for selling drugs, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Why are you telling me this? I'm not paying you to tell me what you think.
No. See, that whole Ollie North thing is not right or left or liberal or conservative or anything. The guy's a crook.
Well, so what? I don't want to hear about it. Why are they taking
valuable
time that I'm paying them to do to just bash politicians and people with ideologies that they don't believe in? Why are they wasting my time?
Well, that doesn't mean they're liberal.
Nevertheless, I have to sit there and listen to it.
That doesn't mean they're liberal brainwashers just because they state a simple fact.
Well, I guess the reason that I said liberal brainwashers excuse me, is because it does seem to me like the majority of them are that way, are that sided.
Hey, Tim, I'm going to give you two political facts here. These are political fun facts.
Okay.
And after I give you these facts, we're going to hang up on you, okay?
Okay.
Political fun fact number one. How many people, I'm going to make you guess this first fact, how many people has Bill Clinton eliminated on his hit list so far?
On his hit list?
Yes.
What the hell is this?
35.
Fact.
35.
Fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
Bill Clinton has eliminated, liquidated 35 individuals over this Whitewater thing so far.
Yeah.
He's starting when he was in college.
Yeah.
And continuing to this day.
I didn't know. Starting in college.
Here's political fun fact number two.
Okay.
Who is President Clinton's newest speechwriter? This is the truth, by the way.
Ooh, I don't know.
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno?
Jay Leno just got a job writing jokes for President Clinton.
Bullcrap.
That's the truth.
No way.
It's in the Inquirer. The most right-wing rag in the world. No, he doesn't. Doesn't get paid at all.
The Tonight Show host revealed that his gig in Saturday's TV Guide, he says that he got it after meeting with the president.
You're kidding.
I said, you know, if you ever need any jokes or anything, give me a call.
Listen to this Jay.
Are they going to get money to get his jaw fixed?
So I get a call from the White House and I say, sure, it's an honor. I'd be flattered to write jokes for the First Lady or for a president, regardless of who he is.
Are they going to give him money to fix that big jaw of his?
Probably. Thanks, Tim. Tim has got to start cracking those books.
Tim had an attitude.
I bet he hasn't even cracked a book yet.
Nope.
What's the phone number, Rob?
749-1444. The phone calls have been coming in fast and furious.
And what show are these people listening to tonight?
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And what is our purpose in life? Why are we here tonight, Rob?
To provide a forum for a free and open interchange between enlightened individuals in the Queen City area.
And you'll notice that it's a free and open interchange that is not tainted by advertising dollars.
And no, not at all. The only way we can afford to do that is if you pay your donations.
Yeah, send us some free pizzas down here, somebody.
Yes, we could definitely use that. It's been quite a while, but we've been toughing it out without the za.
Liberal, conservative, we don't even know what those words mean down here.
Huh?
You know what this show needs?
Little music.
Yeah. There's this band, this ancient band of dinosaurs called King Crimson. They're going to be playing down at the Taft Theater. These guys are so old, they make your grandma look like a spry young
person. What about that
person.
Old lesbian dinosaur they found?
Oh, God.
I heard that they just discovered a couple of lesbian dinosaurs, but I wouldn't
All
know
right, we don't
want to.
But don't talk about my mother.
No. So King Crimson, they were dinosaurs they'd never discovered. They were a new breed of dinosaurs, and they discovered them being lesbian, so they named them the Lickalotopus.
I can't believe he went with it.
You set me up.
But see, it was kind of cute, though, when we
You're the one that likes
when
that
we
joke.
Veered away from it, it was kind of cute, but when you delved into it. Okay, go ahead.
So the phone number here is 749-1444.
So I hear Robert Fripp. Robert Fripp played Bogarts with his League of Crafty Guitarists. He yelled at everybody, told them to be quiet. Wouldn't let anybody make noise. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't let anybody smoke. And he just had to sit there and listen to the songs and then clap at the end of them.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
Robert Fripp is such a penis.
Isn't he, though? So this new version of King Crimson has six guys, two guitars, two basses, and two drummers. And the new hit single, if you can call it that.
Dinosaur's the hit single.
Yeah. It's now time to provide a new portion of our program on the Chris and Rob Show. It's time for Chris and Rob, the Art Critics. That's us. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rube.
But for tonight, we'll be Christopher and Robert, your Art Critics. For decades, a list of artworks looted by the Nazis in Italy during World War II, including a grotesque marble head of a faun, attributed to Michelangelo.
Is that a faun? Like a fawn, like a little deer? Is it a fawn, like a fairy?
A fawn, like a little dude with...
How do they spell it?
F-A-U-N.
That's a fawn, like a little fairy.
Yeah, like with like little deer legs and a little dude, and he's blowing a pipe, and he's got a horn.
Like a fawn in summer evening, that thing by that one dude.
Right. So anyway, where was I?
A grotesque head of a fawn.
And a drawing of Christ by Tintoretto. Are locked away in the foreign ministry. The list was compiled in the 60s when Italy was keen on recovering the art. So, United Germany claims against Russia for the return of German artworks, and they have emboldened Italy and other countries to revive efforts to find art objects stolen during World War II.
Yeah, the Germans stole a lot of art, and then there was a special commission set up by the Americans and the British, and I think they let the frogs help a little bit. And they were in charge of putting the art back making sure it got back to where it was supposed to go. And then some people in the American government wanted to start dragging our heels about it and said, you know what we could do? You know, instead of giving all this art back, we could just take this art home with us.
Yeah.
And then there are a couple of the people who were like down in the lower levels of the event. So we're not doing that, you know. Sorry, higher ups. We are not stealing this artwork. We're going to make sure it gets back. And so then they changed their minds and they said, "Yeah, try to give back as much of the artwork as you can."
There are international laws requiring all original artwork to be returned to the original countries.
Yes.
There's only one country that usually doesn't follow international laws, and that's the United States of America. Wonder if our federal buddy's still tuned in.
I don't think Russians follow that art thing too well either.
Hey kids, art damage is a veritable feast of sonic roughage that can transcend the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness. Join Mr. Lockhart, Zog, and Mark Milano. What a team. That's kind of Larry, Curly, and Moe. Mr. Lockhart, Zog, and Mark Milano will dish out 2 hours of stew for your mind to swallow on Wednesday nights. That's tomorrow night, or later tonight, depending on how you look at it. From midnight to 2 a.m., that's Thursday morning. So you're going to get real confused here. That's Wednesday night, Thursday morning from midnight to 2.
And on Friday, June 2nd, Art Damage Radio Show will present a special concert celebrating their 10th anniversary at the Southgate House upstairs.
Do you know where the Southgate House is?
It's in lovely Kentucky.
Yeah, you can throw a rock and get it in the river from there.
All the proceeds from the Southgate House Art Damage Benefit will go to WAIF.
If you want more information on that concert, dial 961-6098. That's 961-6098 for the Art Damage. Damaged if you do, damaged if you don't concerts Friday night. That's a couple nights from now.
You know, Hitler was a failed art student.
Hitler wanted to be a painter.
Couldn't do it. Churchill was a painter.
Does anybody got any of Hitler's paintings?
I heard Hitler's stuff was a lot better than Churchill's. I don't know. I do not know. I wonder
where do you think Hitler's paintings are now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Jay. You're on the air.
There you go.
Hi, Jay.
What happened to your show last week?
We had no turntables. We had no phones. We ran tape.
Oh, I was wondering because I turned on, nothing was going on.
Speak up, Jay.
I was just wondering because I called last week and nothing was going on.
You got cotton in your mouth or something?
No, the phone's messed up.
Yeah, well, get a better phone and call us back.
Now, we had no phone lines last week. We had no turntables. We had no show, so we played the best of Chris and Rob. If anybody else who was wondering, and I'm sure half the Queen City in Tri-State area was dying to know.
And the other half was asleep.
What went on with Chris and Rob last week? Everywhere I went the past 7 days, everybody's just like, what happened to you guys? It was so weird. I turned on and you were talking about stuff that happened years and years ago back when you were in Denver. And I was like, well, we had to play some tapes. Had to be the best of Chris and Rob.
But if you were tuned in last week, you got to hear one of those rare Denver tapes, which most people around here haven't heard.
Because the signal
in Denver can reach pretty far, but not all the way out here.
No. Not quite. Yup. Hey.
Listen, we got some Walking Through the Magic Forest music. You like that? Chris and Rob take a jaunt through the magical forest with their lovely sidekick, Jim. Look, Rob, look at the pretty flowers over to the left.
I hate flowers.
Oh, look, there goes a fawn.
Kill it. Make a grotesque mask of its head.
Kill it. Do what? Put it on a spit and cook it for dinner? You can't eat it because a fawn is half human. That would make you a half a cannibal.
That would make you half a cannibal.
There's a Jeffrey Dahmer joke in here somewhere.
No, there isn't. There's no one. No one. Nowhere to be found. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking about the juice. Did he do it? We're talking about Deion Sanders. Did he do it? We're talking about the government coming in and intruding onto your sex life. That's what makes me mad. Only two things get me excited. One's the thought of governmental agents breaking down your door and taking away your guns, and two is sex.
And there's only one thing that gets me excited.
What's that?
Cooking hamburgers on the grill in the summertime.
You know what I hate?
What?
I can't ever tell when they're done.
I can. You know how?
How?
I got a T-stick cooking thermometer.
I got a T-stick, baby. I got a wiggle stick.
And the T stands for tube, right?
You know it.
It's a tube. Okay. They got this new invention. Check it out. It's called the T-Stick Cooking Thermometer, and it's a single-use sensor. That means it's disposable, that you insert into a hamburger patty, and you leave it in place for 5 seconds. If the bottom tip of the T-Stick turns black, the burger's done. It's kind of like that, you know, Thanksgiving, you stick that thing in the turkey, and it pops out when it's done.
So the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
I think it was last Thursday. I go to Cooter's, right?
Whoa, let me get you some Cooters.
Give me some Cooters music, man.
This will be just like being at Cooters. You'll like this.
Give me some Cooters music!
It's coming.
Where's the Cooters music? Yes! All right, it's in effect now.
Okay.
So last Thursday, right? Oh, this just burns me up. I go to Cooters. I score, of course. It's a layup for me. I'm hanging out by the girls' bathroom. I'm trolling for chicks. Third one, nibble. Fourth one, boom, land her. I land her. So we go back to my swinging bachelor crib. And on my big giant black beanbag chair that I covered with baby oil, we start piercing each other's body parts. Did her nipple. She did my sack. Everything was cool. We were grooving on an inner plane, and everything was fine and tasty and dandy. So then things get a little bit weird after that. It starts getting a little hot and heavy, a little sexy, a little going on, a little of this, a little of that, a little uh-huh, a little uh-uh, and a whole bunch of you-know-what. And then the stupid federal government jackbooted thugs kicked down my door to take away my gun. You talk about a real mood killer.
Did that really happen?
Yes, that really happened.
Did that really
happen? I slid right off the beanbag chair. I was so perturbed. I was very perturbed.
I know you're not supposed to laugh on the radio, but you got me by surprise with that.
Ticked
one.
Me off.
I didn't
man.
Know you were going to do that.
We got Rat.
Oh, Pat.
Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, we just hung up on. Sorry, Pat. Call back, Pat.
What'd you do? We got
749-1444. We didn't mean to, Pat. Go ahead and call back. We had technical difficulties.
Jim's indisposed.
Call us back, Pat. We got a new. Jim had to leave the room for a minute, so.
Jim ate too much yellow popcorn. Now he's got to go hug the commode.
88.
Is this Pat?
Ron, we got Ron.
No, Ron, Pat, whoever.
Do something with that. Set it down.
Yeah, just set it down over there.
Set it down over there.
Whoa.
We're training a new rookie here.
Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, I got to give y'all a shout out where credit's due. There, that was a beautiful story about Cooters and the nipple piercing.
I wish it was a story, man, but it's true. It's a little slice of life.
Back then, I'm sorry. That was unreal. That was great. I also have last week. I've got to give you a. A little bit of confusion on my part. I really didn't understand what was going on last week. You know, I wanted to call in about the screaming faggot.
It was all tapes last week, dude.
I know. I tried to call in. And
yeah,
then,
I used the term screaming faggot about a year and a half or two years ago.
I wasn't aware of that. But, I find it hilarious. You know, like parodies and whatnot. I mean, I find humor in it. I'm sorry that the guy, you know, he just took it all offensive. That was obviously stupid.
Well, you know, it's just like... Some gay people are just gay people. Some gay people are queens. Some gay people are screaming
and I'm
faggots.
Sure that little gay guy turned around and called you an asshole when he got off the
well,
phone.
Well, that'll happen, you know.
That was, you know, I mean,
but
it's
not all
humor.
Gay people are screaming faggots. Just like not all heterosexual guys are like nympho horny dudes.
Yeah, exactly. It's stereotypical, but it was just really unfair on your part.
Well, what are you?
I need to learn the word humor. I mean,
Ron, what are you? You're a humorous guy.
I'm straight. I'm heterosexual.
You're straight and what else? Are you a white guy?
Yeah.
You like to drink beer? Are you a slacker?
Social drinker. No, I'm not a slacker. Undoubtedly, no.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I work for a research company, Redken, on the intercom.
Redken?
Yeah.
What's Redken make?
No, not a make. We work on the internet. It's a information company, basically. We provide information to other companies. We do data, stuff like that. Research. A private research and data.
Hey, you better watch out for that carpal tunnel syndrome, dude.
No. I don't do a lot of typing or anything like that.
You surf the net.
Yeah, basically. I find
you smoke cigarettes one after another. You got real thick eyeglasses on, and you listen to a lot of Nine Inch Nails.
No, I like nails, but not a lot of hate music on that.
Ron, do you have a girlfriend?
Best friend, girlfriend type of thing.
But it's like nothing serious,
I got me an Indian Hill girl.
Have you touched the middle part of her breast, not the sides?
The middle part? Oh, her nipple. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that part.
Yes, actually.
Well, then it's not a best friend. It's a girlfriend. If you just touch
sides,
you can still...
If
you just touch the sides, it might just be a friend. But once you touch it's
a
girlfriend.
Conversation, you guys.
You know what I'm saying, Ron.
Come on, don't get all perverted.
You've been there.
I know what you mean.
You know what
Ron,
I'm saying.
Ron, is this just one of those, let's screw around until something better comes along, or you think you're going to marry this girl?
Actually, I would marry her. She's going to school in North Carolina next year, and I'm going up here, so...
Where's she going? North Carolina AT&T?
No, East Carolina.
Is she taking her husband with her?
Shut up, man. Not unfair. Come on. Don't be a moron, man. I'm trying to be serious here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And another thing, if that was Chris... Was that Chris or Rob that told the story about cooters?
Chris.
That was Rob.
Was it Chris? Okay, another thing, Thursday night at Cooters is so dead. I really doubt, honestly... If people you know go there, that's unbelievable. That's just like Tuesday night. Tuesday night's gay night at Cooters. If you told Tuesday night, it'd be more unbelievable. So you need to go like on a Wednesday night or a Friday night.
All I'm saying, dude, is when I'm trolling, the water's hopping.
Okay. Well, that's far from believable on my part. I'm sorry.
My tuna boat never docks empty, if you know what I'm saying. I'm bringing back a full load.
I think I get your point there. But,
it's like seinen for minnow for me.
Huh?
Polka break.
We had to have a polka break there. Sorry about that, Ron.
All right, go ahead, Ron.
No problem. Okay, what do y'all need to talk about?
You called us. We talk about anything.
You're right, but you're on the talk show. I'm sorry. You're supposed to do
but
the talk.
You're the caller. We got to be nice to you. You got about a minute left before we're going to cut you off.
I got what?
About a minute.
Should the government continue to fund NASA? Do we really need that space stuff?
Space is cool.
No.
We should quit. We should cut all funding to NASA.
Not all funding, but...
drastically reduce it.
I'm one of them true believers. I'm a far right-wing conservative. I believe that...
What's that mean? That doesn't mean squat.
That's more of the okay. Let me. Like you're all talking about left wing and right wing.
I want to know what products you like to buy, not what politicians you think you're voting for.
What do you mean?
It's all controlled by the man.
That's right. There is no left wing, right wing. There's no such thing as conservative or liberal.
No, that's not.
It's all
true.
Based on what products you like to buy and how much of them you want to consume.
No, how much money you make and what products you like to buy. Big consideration there.
Well,
you listen to on the radio.
Who you listen to on the radio has got nothing to do with nothing. Some people like polka, some people like heavy metal.
No, I don't mean that. I mean talk show. I mean Rush Limbaugh, Dennis
Prager. I said, everyone's got a different taste, but that still don't mean politically squat. I'm saying all it boils down to is you buy Coke or Pepsi. Maybe you buy RC. Have you tried that new Czech cola?
No.
With the racer on the can. It's got like a racing dude.
Mark Martin.
Yeah, what is he? Mark
Martin.
Was he at Indy?
No, he was there.
Hey, you guys,
if
you didn't realize this, Jay that called in a while ago,
uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, he was the guy you all called. It sounded like the same voice. You had him on last week on the pre-recorded show from the Barrel Company in Cincinnati or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm glad that you stayed awake and tuned into that thing last week.
Yeah. Well, see, I listened to it, and it got confusing. It was like going from one to the other, and I was wanting to hear one story, and you all shot off to another story. But
what story do you want to hear the ending of? Probably the story ended, Chris and I both got some.
No.
Most of our stories end that way.
Some investigative story or some such. I don't even remember exactly. But the Jay guy worked at the Barrel Company. You all called him up, I believe.
Jay gets around, you know.
But you all are making, you know, giving you some hard knocks, and I got to give you all some more credit. I do like the show a lot. You all doing great and everything, and a lot of people don't see, you know, your humor like I do. Like, you asked the guy earlier, what kind of Camaro do you drive? That's obviously, you know, an adolescence knock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, I kind of remember that.
I find great humor and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people, morons, call in there, and I just laugh my ass off at them. The guy I called in a few weeks back about keeping pickles in formaldehyde, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It makes it so funny. So,
well, we do our best, Ron.
I just got to give you all some credit, so I'll talk
well,
to you later.
Well, if you think we're so great, Ron, I want you to go buy a couple of cans of spray paint, and I want you to drive around.
WIF, I don't think so.
No, I want you to spray paint Chris and Rob everywhere you can, including on that big fountain downtown in front of the Westin.
If I did anything, I'd have to make bumper stickers.
Well, call you that big...
I'm not a hoodlum.
Well, tell you what there, Ron.
Yeah.
Call that big 400-pound sack of mud Rush Limbaugh and tell him to put us on the EIB. Time to put us on the EIB.
Yeah, I want you to call every talk show in town, and as soon as you get on the air, say, you know, you're an all right co-host, but you're not
Chris
and Rob.
Chris and Rob, yeah.
Okay?
I always add that in as a goodbye.
In fact,
there.
Let's get all our listeners to start doing that. Call the guys at LW and 550 and all the other talk shows you can think of.
G. Gordon Liddy.
That's the story. I wanted to hear the rest of the G. Gordon Liddy story.
What about it?
I'm sorry about that. I don't even remember what the hell it was, actually, but...
Well, neither do we, and we're cutting you off now. But
I don't remember ever telling a G. Gordon Liddy story.
Me neither. G. Gordon Liddy's an idiot anyway. He eats raw, live rats for breakfast, I think. Guy's crazy. Anyhow,
that's what we want our
listeners to do out there. And we get a lot of people who are into talk shows listening to our show, of course. So start calling all the nationally syndicated shows that are broadcast around here. Heck, call that Howard Stern guy, even though he's not around here either.
I think G. Gordon Liddy quit eating vermin.
Do you think he did? Was he on a diet?
Yes, he's on a no-vermin diet now.
call McConnell and Cunningham and that Carmine guy, and I want you to get on the air and say, Chris and Rob across the nation.
Get radio.
Here, check this out.
Mr. Flubb doesn't think he needs any training to succeed at his job.
What do I need training for? Watch me fix this machine.
Watch it, Flubb! Don't!
Oops, Flubb!
Don't be like Mr. Flubb. If you're 16 through 24, get the job skills you need at Job Corps. Job Corps offers training in over 100 different careers, provides free room and board, and even pays you while you learn. Train for your future at Job Corps. Call 1-800-774-JOBS.
Hey, Rockfish.
Uh-huh. So anyway, James Garner drives a pace car at Indy. And it was the only pace car ever in Indianapolis to have one of those apparatus where you can make your own business card out of the back. Remember on the Rockford Files, Jim Garner could always just, he could like make his own business card. He could be a chiropractor, he could be a janitor, he could be a surgeon.
That's because he's James Garner.
Yeah, he was Rockfish. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show.
Thanks. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Right, and the phone number.
749-1444. Thanks for calling us back, Pat. Sorry about the technical difficulties earlier.
No problem.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I just want to let you know, I called WLW, talked to Bozo, told him he was a decent host, but not as good as you guys.
Oh, did you? That's great.
And he wasn't too thrilled about that.
Dale Truckin' Bozo Summers. You didn't tell him that on the air, did you?
No, not on the air.
Oh. We mean he wasn't thrilled. He loves us. We're like his...
Yeah, he's our buddy. We like Bozo.
We're like his redheaded stepchildren.
Well, didn't you say to call all the radio stations?
Yeah, I want you to keep doing it. Have you called 550 yet?
No, but I called EBN.
Good. What'd you tell them?
I told them that they suck.
You guys should play more Tom Petty. Once an hour is not enough. And
hey, Tom Petty rocks.
He does rock, but they play a lot of him.
Well, what do you think about the new stadium they're going to put in?
I think that's great.
They're I don't know anything about it.
If we can raise enough money here on the talk show, we can probably make a donation. They'll name it after us, the Chris and Rob Ball Field.
All I hear on these sports talk programs is, we need a new dome stadium for the football team so they can play 10 football games a year, plus have 80 conventions, tractor pulls, and wrestling matches.
I want to know what happened to Chris Collingsworth's promise that he was going to talk somebody into bringing an NBA franchise to Cincinnati. whatever.
Chris Collinsworth is nothing but a lot of talk anyway.
Isn't he, though? He lies like a rug.
Like the demon. Like the devil himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, if they get a... Here's what I was thinking the other day, Pat. Just a little thought I had rumbling around in my head. As a baseball fan...
You had something rolling around your head?
Yeah. As a baseball fan, if I'm going to go visit another ballpark, where am I going to go in the immediate area? I'm going to go check out one of the two ball fields in Chicago, or I'm going to go up to Milwaukee.
Wrigley Field's a blast.
I am not going to go... Well, I'd go to Cleveland, too, now. But I would not go to Pittsburgh. I would not go to St. Louis. I'd go to Detroit. You know, those nice old grass fields. And if Cincinnati got something like that, maybe
wouldn't
people would
Wouldn't you want to go see a minor league game, say, in Columbus or
yeah,
Toledo?
Yeah, the Clippers, the Mud Hens, the Louisville Redbirds. But I'm saying, as a major league ballpark, I am not ever going to go to Pittsburgh, probably.
Well, the grass parks are always the best anyway.
So if they build something cool like that, maybe more people start flocking to Cincinnati. Although, they talk about this big, huge economic boom that baseball and football teams bring in. I see it really helping about 8 people. Like, you know, all of downtown Cincinnati is only owned by, like, what,
in
maybe
the new,
8,
In the
know,
new stadium, they're going to put in a special motor scooter ramp just for Dion.
They should. He deserves one. Did you see that triple he hit today?
Yeah.
He hit a ball to right center, to left center, and got a triple on it.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah?
Where are you calling from?
Downtown.
What do you like to do for fun?
Have sex.
Besides that, you like to go to the ball game?
Yeah, if it's free. I would not pay to go see. Why go pay to see?
Then why do you care if they have a new ballpark if you're only going to go for free? If they have a new ballpark, I'll bet your ticket prices go up.
Yeah, and there won't be any top six either.
No.
There won't be any 350 top sixes.
No. Pat.
Yo.
You got a job?
Yes, I do.
You got a girlfriend?
I got a wife.
You got a car?
I got a truck.
What more do you need?
That's about it.
You got a CB radio in that truck?
Sure do.
Do you have a gun holster? Gun rack?
I got a gun rack.
You got a gun rack? That's what I meant. You got a gun in it?
I sure do. I got two.
What's your handle?
Wolfman.
Hey, Wolfman! What's your 1020? What's your 1020?
Fourth and Main.
I gotta take a 1010 now.
Okay, y'all rock on.
All right, okay. Over and out. Roger Dodger, old codger. One time on the flip side, catch you on the rebound. Keep it out of the ditches. Keep... Dad, I gotta go!
749-1444 is the phone number. Don't forget our friends at No Anchovies.
Dad, I gotta go!
We haven't gotten a free pizza from him in a while, but that doesn't mean we still don't love No Anchovies.
Man, I gotta go.
No Anchovies is the best pizza in Cincinnati.
Don't say best.
Hey, they didn't pay me to say that. I'm saying it of my own volition, pumpkin. 749-1444 is the phone number, the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Oh, yeah, big time.
No, it's not. Not if you say
tis
it too.
If you want to. Tis two. Tis two. Tis two. Let's talk about the FCC and how it needs a clampdown.
I'm Matt Jardine with the Beach Boys, speaking on behalf of the National Safe Boating Council and the United States Coast Guard. The term life jacket may seem a little strange to some skippers, but this piece of equipment is the most important item on your boat. Each year, more than 90% of those who die in boating accidents drown. Of those fatalities, more than 85% were not wearing a life jacket. Let's keep the fun in boating this summer. Wear your life jacket. Remember, it won't work if you don't wear it. Life jackets save lives. While boating this summer, buckle up. It's a snap. Wear your life jacket. That way you can stay on top of things instead of getting that sinking feeling. Oh yeah, life jackets won't work if you don't wear them. Believe it or not, life jackets save lives. You may never record an album or perform on stage, but think about this. Life is a stage and we all must perform. So while boating this summer, perform safe boating habits and get that standing ovation from loved ones who depend on you.
Talk about the PSA that never ends.
Ooh.
Oh, hi, I'm Al Jardine. Let me talk for an hour and a half.
So where do you boat around Cincinnati? I guess if you're into Jimmy Buffett, you boat down the river when he's in town.
I couldn't
but
believe
But not
he
now.
He got
not
washed
now.
Out. He got washed out.
Thank God. I'll tell you what I hate.
What do you hate?
I hate a couple of weeks before that Jimmy Buffett concert around here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
People are acting stupid. stupid. People are acting like idiots. Big blooming idiots.
What do you mean?
Go to any of the bars 2 weeks before. Anytime within 2 weeks before one of those Jimmy Buffett concerts.
Countdown to Buffett.
Everybody's wearing stupid clothes and putting quarters in the jukebox to hear stupid songs and singing along to them, and the words are stupid. I mean, whatever happened to, like, really good songs like She's Buying a Stairway to Heaven?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, the thing
this
is...
This guy sings about cheeseburgers and margaritas.
And being the son of the son of a son of a sailor.
Oh, come on.
He's not... You know, the thing is, he's not horrible. He's just as mediocre could be.
It doesn't get any worse.
He should be playing places that seat about 150 people. And not some...
Not even Bogarts.
No, no, he's not... No, he should not be selling out Bogarts, even.
He should only be playing, like up by the Great Lakes.
So he's okay, but he's not nearly as objectionable as, say, a Mariah Carey type. Or a Paula Abdul, or Madonna. But, my gosh, well, you know, the bad part about it is you have all these 45-year-old yuppie desk jockeys who all of a sudden put on a foam rubber shark and think they're some kind of rock and roll lunatic wild man. Lock me up. I've had two margaritas. That's what drives me nuts about the whole thing.
Give me a break. Like I said, they're stupid and they act like idiots. Kevin!
Yeah?
If you got 18,000 people at a Buffett concert, you know that 15,000 of them have beepers on.
Give me a shout-out, Kevin.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was at a bar the other night, and I heard Jimmy Buffett on the jukebox, and it was a Grateful Dead, Uncle John's band.
But it was Jimmy Buffett singing it?
Yeah, it was Jimmy Buffett singing.
How's it go? I forget that one.
Well, I can't sing it.
Well, just I forget how it goes. Just hum a few bars.
2, 3, go.
I have no talent.
How's that go again? I didn't catch all that.
Is he making noise?
No. Listen to the zip zaps. I think we put him on the spot there.
Fancy is scared him to death.
I think we put him on the spot because we asked him to try to sing us a song.
The worst ever, WAIF Cincinnati, the worst ever, the worst thing, the worst recorded moment in recorded moment history is Jimmy Buffett does, I believe it's Twisting the Night Away. He does one of those old Sam Cooke songs. And you just talk about utterly and totally destroying a song. Removing any trace of soul from a composition. Jimmy Buffett manages to do that with Twisting the Night Away or Having a Party or whichever Sam Cooke song it is he does. But it's terrible. It's worse than Rod Stewart doing Twisting the Night Away or whatever one he did. You kooky chick.
How's your bird?
How's your bird? Frank Sinatra would not say, God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. And he also wouldn't say, Jesus loves you more than you would know. So he had to say, hey, Mrs. Robinson, you kooky chick, how's your bird? Do we have that? Do we have Frank doing Mrs. Robinson?
I didn't bring it with me, but for the regulars, I'll bring it next week.
Bring it next week. We'll hear Frank say, hey, Mrs. Robinson, how's your bird?
Oh, man. 749-1444.
This time last week, I was asleep.
Really?
Yep, you guys were down here playing tapes, and I was...
Before investing with a particular broker or firm, find out if they've been disciplined in the past.
Wow, discipline me. That happened to me once at Cooters. Once I was trolling at Cooters, you know? I had the old tuna...
Just stop. Before you do any investing, make sure you got a good broker. Call the National Association of Securities Dealers hotline. They have a hotline for National Association of the Securities Dealers.
We were
dealers.
Just talking about hotline.
This is financial news for everybody. Jot this phone number down, 1-800-289-9999.
So I said to my broker, I said to him, have you ever been disciplined? And he said, no, but I would like to be.
I can't be a good ghost. I'm always laughing at you. You're skanky. This public service announcement been brought to you by the Consumer Information Center in WIIF. That hotline once again. That hotline once again is 1-800-289-9999.
I said to him, I would like to lock up your assets. And he said, go ahead.
Hey, Rob, what do you think of the piano player in this place?
He's pretty good. Don't shoot him. He's doing the best he can, you know.
I wonder what other songs he knows. Ooh, this is a good one. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yes, 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 indeed. It is just the last hour. It is 4 o'clock. Ding, 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 ding. Bells are going off. It is 4 o'clock. The last hour, the home stretch, some say, of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You know, those first 2 hours, we run a tight ship. We don't screw around. We stick to our tightly scripted format. But the last hour, get crazy. We go nuts. 749-1444, WAIF, Cincinnati.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and you'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand.
If Lady J's out there, learn that and live it.
Yeah!
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Yep, that's us. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
That's right.
Put the hammer down. Tell Lady J what to do.
I do. Somebody's got to take control in this relationship.
What is all that?
That's
you got stuff to talk about right now? No. You holding out on me? You holding out on me? What'd you do for Memorial Day? Did you have a lovely Memorial Day
picnic
weekend?
Picnic.
With who? Family? Friends?
Carmine. Okay, here we go. Now, what did you do for Memorial Day? We had a cookout. We had some skewers with chicken and mushrooms on it. And we had some fruit salad. And we had some pasta salad. And we had some corn on the cob. And we had some cold Budweiser. How about you?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, that's what the Bud's in your fridge?
Uh-huh, that's why there's so much Bud left over in my fridge. We didn't get it. Did you know that the, let's talk about energy consumption.
Let's talk about overconsumption for just a moment.
How much energy does one American individual on average use compared to that of, say, the Japanese?
Well, it would depend on whether or not he eats Mexican food that week.
I'd have to say about 3 Japanese. The average American uses the same amount of energy as 3 Japanese.
Yes, but the average American is at least twice as big.
How much energy do you think that one average American uses compared to the Ethiopians?
Yeah, they have like
an estimated 531 Ethiopians use the same amount of energy as one.
We're
American.
Number one. We're number one. We're number one. So basically what you're saying is Americans use a lot of energy. And the reason for that is, quite simply, you want to know why?
Why?
Because we can and because we live really far away from where we work. We have to use a lot of gas. I mean, I bet, you know, I'm not an expert on Japanese culture and society, but from every time I see a picture of Japan, it's just a big traffic jam. So I imagine a lot of them either ride a bike or take a bus or take a train to work. They don't use that much energy. I hop in my V8. 1979 Cadillac, get about 2 miles to the gallon and drive 50 miles to work. There's all the energy, burn up. Plus, we're nuts about cutting our grass, too. That uses a lot of
You know
of
how much blacktop we put down in America every year?
Not nearly enough.
1.3 million acres. That's the size of the state of Delaware. Every year, we blacktop another size to the
Does
Delaware.
That mean we re-blacktop? Because, you know, they put down a new layer of blacktop on 75 every 9 months.
That could be.
Or does that mean they're actually blacktopping that much new land?
Do you know what the amount of rural land the United States turns over to development
Hold
every
on.
Day?
The amount of what land?
Rural.
What should I say, rural?
I would have said country because I don't attempt rural. That word either.
You can say rural or you can say rural.
Rural. No one can pronounce it. You just got to go by it. You just got to hope you go by fast enough.
How do you spell faux pas? Well, don't answer yet. We'll ask our next caller. 749.
I would say the amount of rural land turned over to what? What'd you say?
Turned over to development every day in America.
Every day. See the thing that thing is. That statistic very well may be insignificant because with the new advances and better living through chemicals, we get more and more crop production out of less and less acreage now. Farms are more efficient now than ever before, so we don't need as much rural land.
Rural?
So, I don't know. If you ask me a number, then the answer is like 19,472,812. I don't know the answer.
For every American baby that's born, his or her portion of the United States government national debt is how much?
20 grand. I heard it was $2,000.
$14,813 and rising.
Holy cow, that's about what I make in a month.
Yeah, right. That's what you're making. That's what you made in the last 2 years.
That's what I made in the 90s. Fly. So what are you saying, that we're over-consuming?
I'm saying we're just using up Mother Earth here, and pretty soon she's going to chew us up.
We have more. We have, you know, it's like I talk to these people, and they have like a $5,000 to $6,000 credit card debt. And the thing is, they bought new furniture. They buy this furniture on their credit card, and they're going to end up paying like 1.5 times what the furniture's worth or would cost from a store. And I said, well, why didn't you just wait? Why didn't you just, you know, get some used furniture when you first started out? Well, you know, we're married now and we gotta have nice stuff.
You know what we gotta start doing, what? Rob? All across America, we gotta start praying. It might help. It's not too late to repent your ways yet, Rob.
We can cut back on the spending and consuming.
And we could start recycling stuff.
We could recycle, my brother.
You know how many humans in the world own a car, percentage-wise?
I would say 10% of all human beings in the world.
8%. 8% of all human beings in the world own cars. Now, this number may be a tad deceiving, but you know what the percentage of American households that own one or more cars is?
9 to 5%.
89%.
We need to get to work, though.
Yeah, right, so we can consume.
Yeah. Well, back in the old days, right, way back before you were born, they said, listen, you know, one of these days, them Reds, them Ruskies, them Russians, them Soviets, can't trust
the commies?
Them. One of these days, those commie rat finks are going to come over here and they're going to drop the big old ass bomb on all our major cities. Now, we need a way to get out of our big old cities when the Ruskies, the commies, open that can of whoop-ass on us and drop the A-bomb.
So we built all these blacktop
highways? So we built all these freeways so we could get out of Cincinnati and go live in the suburbs. And so now everybody lives in the suburbs and lives 50 miles away from where they work.
Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans regard themselves as environmentalists and half of those say that they are strong ones? Did you know that 8 out of every 10 voters say that protecting the environment is generally more important than keeping prices down? Did you know that 53% of all the Americans say that it will take fundamental changes in lifestyle rather than scientific advances to bring about dramatic changes in the environment?
Sounds like liberal crap to me.
But.
What?
But.
What?
But.
What?
Only 46% surveyed say they have actually bought any items based on the environmental reputation of a product or manufacturer within the last 6 months. But, Rob, by 51% to 34%, voters think they need to protect jobs in the Northwest is more important than the need to protect the endangered spotted owl.
Yeah, that spotted owl thing. You see, the whole deal was the spotted owl was just...
I am so worried about the spotted owl.
The spotted owl was just the cutest species that was threatened. The whole ecosystem up there is threatened, which included other trees and other bugs and things. The only species, either plant or animal, that was kind of cute and photogenic was indeed and in fact the spotted owl. So it became the focal point for that whole crusade.
On average, American households have between 50 and 100 pounds of hazardous material that should be disposed of only through recycling or professional waste collection.
That probably depends on how many times I eat Mexican food every week.
In 1989, 628 communities across the U.S. had programs to collect hazardous waste. In most cases, only 1% to 5% of the residents utilized these programs.
What's hazardous waste? How can you have hazardous waste at your own?
Probably Lysol.
Like old turpentine?
Yeah.
You mean like old Lysol
You got
cans?
Some paint down in the basement, don't you?
No.
Everybody's got a can of paint in the basement.
No. Why? We use it all. Or we dump it down the sink.
Like you didn't. From the looks of your house, it doesn't look like you painted that place
okay,
last time
yeah,
I was
we have
up.
Motor oil. We have used motor oil and gallon jugs all over the garage.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do about Mother Earth?
I don't know. Let Mother Earth regenerate herself like she always does.
Would you like to see a return to a simpler society with less emphasis on material wealth?
More emphasis on what?
With less emphasis on material wealth.
So where does the other emphasis go?
Spirituality, communing with nature, and beer.
So you're saying more kegs, less throwaway bottles?
Right.
Yeah, sure, why not? I don't know, sounds good to me. I'm pretty easy guy to get along with, though. I don't need a lot of materialistic type things. All I need is a tasty wave and a cool buzz. What about you? Do you want to go back to a easier, more simple time?
That's right. All I need is a log cabin and a good, strong woman.
Log cabin?
Yeah, a log cabin, a fur.
A what?
A fur.
A fur.
A fur, you know, so I can cook my food.
Oh, throw another log on a fur?
Right.
You know, I heard Marge Schott has a St. Bernard rug.
Marge Schott also is a Nazi, too, don't forget.
I heard she has a rug that used to be a St. Bernard. Her rug is a former St. Bernard. I have no idea. I haven't heard any of them. Except for Bama Lama Lama Lou, he did on Letterman.
You want to do that one, then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is Bama Lama Lama Lou by Elvis Costello. Enjoy this. It's from his new album.
Bama Lama Lama Lou got a girl in the center. They call her the great pretender.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. Hello, Doug.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Doug.
So who's going to be paying for the new stadium?
Pardon me?
Who's going to be paying for the new stadium?
You are, my brother.
Yeah, you are when the ticket prices go up.
Sales tax, they'll think of something. Information tax. Who knows, but I don't think Marge and the boys, the Linder brothers, Linder whatever, the other guys, the other people that run this town, they're not just going to cough up the money out of their own back pocket. No, no, no. They're going to spread it around. Whether you go to the ball games or not, they're going to make you pay for it.
Could you want to take my dog's barking?
Yeah.
Do what?
My dog's barking.
Take care of your dog.
Oh, you got to give that dog a good scratching.
Not Carl Linder, not Carl Jr., not Brian, not Dennis, not even Al Jardine Linder. That was a Beach Boys joke for you there. Get it? The Beach Boys? Al Jardine. How did Al Jardine get the band anyway? Is he a cousin too or something like Mike
Love? Love and Jardine.
Mike Love.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
So what kind of dog you got?
Maltese.
A Maltese?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
It's a she. Mercedes.
What? Her name is Mercedes.
Yeah,
is kind of a sexy name for a dog.
Name her that. I mean, that was...
It's still a pretty sexy name for a dog.
kind of cheesy, too.
I think it's kind of sexy.
Hi, this is my dog, Mercedes. Does it help you pick up women?
Not really.
Does he scare off burglars?
She.
Anytime someone comes in the house, she just goes crazy.
So what was she barking at just now?
I was sitting, outside our apartment door. She just heard somebody. She didn't know it was me.
Does she lick you in the face?
She's really small.
What kind of dog is she?
A Maltese.
She
doesn't go past the knees. She's...
I gotta go, Rob. My ride's here.
I was thinking of Mastiff. Those are really big ones, right?
I don't know.
Is he a cute dog?
She, yeah.
Get it right, Rob.
Does he have fleas?
She.
It's a she. Yeah, she has fleas every now and then.
Can she hear sounds that are higher than sounds you and I can hear?
Probably.
Does she sometimes go crazy because maybe she hears something that you and I can't hear?
She'll look up.
Is she listening to the radio with you tonight?
She's right behind the door.
Really?
Doug, you live in an apartment?
It's a two-family house.
You live in a two-family house? What did you do Sunday night when the tornado sirens went off?
I just chilled out on my porch.
You said, if I'm going to get hit by a tornado, I want to watch the darn thing come and get me.
Kinda. Well, I'm calling Price Hill, and that was, it was trying to hit here first.
How's your dog now?
She didn't say nothing.
Okay.
What about those people in Camden? That was so funny. Those people in Camden got hit by a runaway train. I wonder if they all said, "Man, that train sounded just like a tornado coming."
Isn't that what there was three people got killed?
None of them got killed, did they? I didn't think anybody got killed in the mobile home thing. I thought they just got, I don't know.
Maybe something else.
I don't know, but they always say, a tornado sounds like a train. I wonder if when the train came and hit them, they said it sounded like a tornado. Kind of ironic, wasn't it?
Yeah, kinda.
How are things in Price Hill tonight?
They're cool.
Price Hill is one of the more happening parts of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Guys got chili, and you've got dogs. You've got everything down there.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Barrels. You got barrels. You got this barrel factory.
So what else you got besides a dog?
Well, I live with my mom, so.
How is old mom?
She's cool.
She a good cook?
Pretty, yeah.
What's your favorite thing that mom cooks?
Probably lasagna.
Really? When you come home, you say, "Hey, mom, you cooking up some lasagna tonight?" And if she says, "Yeah," you're really stoked. And if she says, "No," you're kind of like, "Oh, man, let's have lasagna next week, okay, mom?"
we don't talk about it.
What kind of lasagna does she make? I mean, does she make like one of those veggie phony bologna lasagnas, or does she make
it? The last time she made lasagna, she made that, and it tasted like crap.
You like it with beef in there, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, let me tell you something. If you ever go to the barber and then you decide you don't want a haircut, don't do it. Make sure you get the haircut.
Okay.
And make sure you pay him $5 for your haircut, too.
I got a haircut the other day.
Well, a guy invited a barber to his home to cut his hair. And then he said, "You know something, Charles? I really don't want the haircut." So Charles Smith of Lakeland, Florida, grabbed Charles Gibson's hand and bit his damn thumb off. He bit his thumb off.
Could he turn down a haircut?
Yep, doctors were unable to reattach Gibson's thumb. So let me tell you something, Doug. If you like both your thumbs, you call somebody over for a $5 haircut, go ahead and get it. Chris got one this week, and it looks like he paid at least $4 or $5 for his.
Looks darn good, too. You can see my ears now.
Yeah, that's where my haircut is.
You look good?
Well, I kind of had, my hair wasn't long, but I had a full set of hair before. And then I got it cut really, really short.
Are you getting a new job or something?
Nah, I just did it from the summer.
Yeah?
Coming on.
Did your girlfriend make you do it?
No.
Your mom did, and she said, "You're not eating my lasagna anymore."
Nah, the summer's coming up. It's cooler.
Is cooler.
So what do you do for a living, Doug?
I deliver pizzas.
You deliver pizzas and you live with your mom and you're 40 years old.
No, I'm only 20.
You know, my new haircut makes me feel like a man.
Nice.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Doug.
All right, you guys, take it easy.
Hey, you too.
Hey, hold on a second.
What?
I just sent my pledge in today, so, how long is it going to take for me to get my stuff?
What'd you get?
A tote bag. Take a while.
It'll be a while.
Alright.
But hold your horses, it'll get there eventually.
Alright.
Don't call in and complain, and if you do, don't ask for Big Mike.
Whatever you do, don't write a note, a joking note saying, where are the tote bags? Whatever you do, don't do that. No, you don't want to do that.
And if you see a big guy named Mike coming, stay away.
Okay.
Because he's real hot about that tote bag.
Yeah, he's a hothead.
Lighter!
749-1444. If Mike, Big Mike is out there, give us a call.
Big Mike.
Because this show thrives on
he
controversy.
He is the grimmest, the man with the least sense of humor of anybody ever walked the face of the planet. Is it Mike? Is it Big Mike?
It's Alex. Alex, what do you want?
Hey.
Why?
Hello?
Why?
Oh, did you want to talk to Mike?
No, you don't know Big Mike. Alex,
oh,
can
not
I?
Mike and, hey.
What?
Mike and Jenny are going out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Alex, can I ask you a personal question?
What?
How much dope have you smoked tonight?
None.
Oh, come on. You're acting like a stoner.
No, he's acting to me like a jealous guy. You wanted to take out the lovely lassie, Jenny.
No, I got a hoe.
Well, if you keep calling her a hoe, you ain't going to have her for very long.
Nah, I got her.
What, you got her tied up in a closet or something?
Nah, she's at home with her mommy and daddy.
No, that's good.
She's not with you because of your bad attitude.
That's right. You're never going to keep a woman with an attitude like that.
Hang up on it.
Community courses are offered by the University of Cincinnati College of Evening and Continuing Education.
A bunch of bleeding heart liberals.
That's right. At the University of Cincinnati College of Evening and Continuing Education. The non-credit courses cover a variety of subjects for personal enrichment, skill improvement, or just to learn valuable information. Over 100 courses are offered, include exercise, cooking, computer, and business classes. For more information or a brochure, dial this number. Ready? Jot it down. 556-6932. That's 556-6932. The Community Courses at the University of Cincinnati College of Evening and Continuing Education. 556-6932. Chris and Rob are going to be here for another 35 minutes.
You know, it is the information age, and you need as much information as you can possibly get.
That's right.
You need to surf the information superhighway.
You just need to surf that radio dial right down here to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, because we're going to tell you everything you need to know. We got news, we got weather, we got sports, we even got a little financial news here down here.
You know, Chris.
What's that?
I don't think there's a single summer movie I want to see.
There's none I want to see.
I usually go once or twice during the summer. I check out the big summer. You know, summer is the time when about 60 or 80% of all the movies released during a year get released. They try to be big-time summer blockbuster smash hits. And there isn't a single